السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته مفتي حسن علي سليمان. hope you well inshallah.
Everything good on this end? How about South Africa?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. It is, yesterday was hot, today they're saying also there's heat waves and all the rest. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We just make shukr and we move forward with Islam inshallah.
Amen.
Mufti, Amen. Before we go into any other topic, I was just speaking about GBV, gender-based violence. I'm not sure in Pakistan, but you'll definitely be able to tell us in America, this gender-based violence, which the West has come up with, and their abbreviations, we'll salute them for that much. On paper, when they put it in principle, it looks like this year is something, and this is going to solve everything. But when you scratch deeper and you dig more further, you can see there is no real basis. It's not solving anything. Islam is the actual. So in Pakistan, is this promotion currently of GBV? Here in South Africa, I'll just say from the 25th of November till the 10th of December, it is the 16 days, they call it, of activism for this. No beating of the woman. No, it's just, it's gender neutral, but more focus is on women. They say the vulnerable. So in Pakistan, is there this?
No, this is the first I'm hearing of it. even though I only read English newspapers, there's no celebration or no demonstration or no holidays because of this here in Pakistan, that's for sure.
Okay. Definitely in America there is, because WHO is, they have started with this. But I've been asking this question.
Did they just start it this year?
No.
This is the first year they started this?
No. It's quite some time now.
Okay.
We can see.
Well, that's surprising because now there's so many genders now.
Exactly.
Before, when it was only two genders, that makes sense. But now, you know, there's so many genders, you can't count them. So, you know, anytime you hit somebody, it could be gender discrimination or gender violence.
Yes. And we're seeing more men losing their manhood. So what happens is women are beating the men also. So before they say we are sexist or something of that sort, it's a reality. So where does this all fit in then? Or like I just posed the question before we started this program, if a man gives up his manhood, he shaves it off, so then where does he stand? Because the focus is, it's upon women and children. So this man, who still has the strength of a man, but he's decided now to be a female, he abuses someone or he gets abused, where does he fit in, as you've mentioned? Which gender does he first, that's the first question we have to ask. Which gender?
I had read before that a large percentage of the marital physical abuse was a very large percentage was women on the man, the wife beating the husband. And it's kept under the radar because men don't want to go to the police.
It's, yeah.
Okay, and complain that their mother, their wife beat them up. Also, they don't want to tell their friends that their wife beat them up. So the actual problem is worse than people really realize because it's not reported.
Mm.
That was years ago, when there was only two genders.
But exactly so. And it's not that, you see, they'll say these people, they have no concern. And it is a reality. Men also beat women, and by no means can we ever stand for that as well, meaning abuse of the leaving marks, doing all of this. Yeah, there's no, Islam doesn't approve of violence, of oppression, or of all of this. But see, we've lost, again, building up from yesterday's discussion, inferiority complex is what we actually suffer from. And this is what we should become activists of, promoting Islam. So we've lost our confidence in Islam, so we have to turn to the, this is what we notice here in South Africa, many complaints are coming in also from other Islamic radio stations, organizations promoting all of this GBV. But we just have to pose one question to break the whole argument. If you're saying GBV, then what about Palestine? WHO, I haven't seen much said from directly from the WHO about the majority women and children being killed there. So why no noise there? Again, it's just this whole thing has exposed so much. And there we're seeing it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was in America, we knew that, you know, some men were being beaten by their girlfriends or their wives or what have you. What we as younger people, we were taught, listen, never beat on a woman. Even if she beats on you, you have to be man enough to walk away. Okay, defend yourself. Defend yourself meaning blocking the punches and the blows, but then get out of the house, walk away, because you can do more damage to her than she can do to you. All right, and I was not Muslim at the time. All right, so that's how we handled it. But that was before this LGBT stuff started coming in, and now you have toxic masculinity. All right, if a man just yells at a woman, all right, that's, you know, taboo. It's no good anymore. So in the last few years, the society has made the man emasculated. Okay, made him more of a woman. You have to stand up. You have to be able to walk away. Mm. You have to be able to walk away as a man. That makes you more of a man. Mm. Okay, than to beat her back. Okay.
I recall you, Muftisab, you sent me this article, I think it was a few months back, about a woman. Majority of, as you've said just now also, in Pakistan, this is more becoming common now that women are beating men. And I've just searched now, but I could find this particular article. It says there's a revolution now, and there is, in Pakistan, women are beating men at a rate we have never seen before. And there are some men who just cannot take this. And yeah, it says the beating I'm referring to is in this. Okay. They are particularly speaking about, yes, beating the woman. I mean, the woman beating the men. And this is occurring for so many years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here in this Indian subcontinent, you've had Bangladesh and Pakistan and England, India and Bangladesh. You have it's basically the same people, right? 75 years ago, it was all one country. And the problem, big problem down here, has been the rape. Okay, men raping women. Women have always been protesting, and there's always been a little pushback. From time to time by the women pushing back on men, you know, that they rape women. So they try to get back that. It goes on, you know, for a few months, or they have some rallies and protests and what have you. But so now I think this is what it is. Behind closed doors, they're coming back and they're, you know, they know that there's a culture of rape in the Indian subcontinent. Some women are getting back at the men, I think. Mm. And the men obviously are too ashamed to say anything. Mm.
But as you've said last week, we spoke and you've said that you've explained it beautifully, where the US, they don't just create division amongst Muslims. They create this division within women themselves, between genders, between And as they divide, they rule. So the more they're going to divide us, and not just Muslims, because when we say division, we just tend to think Muslims. But on every scale, for a mother to grow up that beautiful child now, Islam speaks so much of it. But for as growing up in a Western community, or Western teachings, or in our schools here, even in South Africa, most women believe that children are now a burden. So yes, we must look at things holistically. Women beating children, mothers beating children, on that basis too. Because where does it stem from? It stems from you're not feeling happy with the decree of Allah that this is your baby. You have to look after her. It's your responsibility. It's become now, I can't do this, I can't go with my friends, I cannot go for coffee, I cannot, so many things. But yet, if you just change your perception, then yesterday my daughter said to her mother, she said, I don't know what, but she said, "You under your feet is Jannah, so I'm coming there now." So this is exactly when you bring up that child with all, then Jannah is there, because this child also knows my mother's feet under there is Jannah. But when you're not happy to do it, you can't expect the same from your child.
The kuffar, they don't have that idea that under the feet of the mother is Jannah. And I think the West is a little bit different than South Africa, because more and more countries, they're not allowing parents to be parents. Okay, you can't, like in Germany, for example, my five children got taken away from their mother, all right, because she would yell at them too much and she would beat them and what have you. But my mother, my generation, my mother could beat me with no problem. The police would never get involved. Mm. And my mother gave all the women in the neighborhood that were her age permission that if they saw me, even though they're not related to us, if they saw me doing something wrong, they had every right to correct me, verbally or physically. Mm. Okay? That's the way I grew up.
An example.
Okay? but it's not like that now. Mm. You can't even yell at a kid. They'll call, family services, the child welfare services, and they'll take the kid away from you if you're a little too strong. Or even if you're not too strong, but you just yell. All right, there's an imam in New York. He was from Bangladesh, okay, born and raised in Bangladesh, and he came for studies in America, English studies, MBA. And his wife was also Bengali, all right, and he was home trying to make his son Hafiz. Okay, when the kid would come home from school, he would, do hifz with his son. And he would beat his son, okay, like most qaris, okay? He beat his son doing hifz. And his wife called the child welfare, okay? She didn't like this, all right? So they threatened to take the kid away from him, okay? And if it ever happened again. Okay, so they left, and he told his wife, "You ever do that again, you'll be on the next plane back to Bangladesh." Mm. He didn't have any more problem. Because he was old school. He understood. Mm. He didn't particularly like America, but his wife did. Mm. All right, and his wife tried to become like an American. "Oh, no, you can't hit a kid anymore." Mm. I don't know. If a teacher would have hit me, although it's against the law in America, if a teacher would have hit me, okay, and my mother would have found out about it, she would have hit me also. Mm. Because her position was, the teacher's not wrong.
Exactly.
All right? If the teacher hit you, then the teacher was right.
Just based on justice.
So I would get hit twice. But it's not like that now.
Definitely.
It's not like that now.
We will, inshallah, carry on with this, but definitely, because justice was what every person, or generally more people, were searching for. Unfortunately, that's not the instance. Corruption rules. Mufti, you make dua for us, yeah. Inshallah. We'll meet you next week, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, inshallah. Wa alaikum assalam.